For many Western communities, their water supplies originate from melting snow high up in the mountains. But this summer's record-breaking wildfires have reduced some headwater forests to burnt trees and heaps of ash. Today, we continue our in-depth look at where water and fire intersect in the West. As Luke Runyon from KUNC reports, wildfires can cause problems for municipal drinking water systems for years to come.
Until 8 years ago, the city of Fort Collins, Colorado's main water source, the Poudre River, was nearly pristine. It tumbled out of the Rocky Mountains into the city's treatment plant. No problem.
We had been privileged and in some ways probably took for granted that these watersheds were providing us consistently clean, clear water all the time.
That's the city's water quality manager, Jill Oropeza. We're along the river just outside of town, downstream of where the High Park Fire burned more than 87,000 acres in 2012.
And that was the first time for many of us working there that we had to kind of grapple with the fact that our watersheds are under pressure.
For the first year after the fire, every time it rained, the river turned black. Mudslides of ash and scorched soil spilled into it. And before workers could turn off the river's intake, that muddy water clogged pipes leading to the treatment plant.
We ended up with a lot of sediment in our pipelines that was difficult to remove.
And even if they got the water through the full treatment process, it still tasted and smelled smoky. That led the city to install an early warning system. From where we're standing, you can see a long metal pipe stuck in the middle of the river. It's measuring how turbid or cloudy the water is. If the sensor detects too much sediment, utility workers can turn off the plant's intake and switch to water from a large reservoir to avoid clogged pipes.
It became really important for us to have a heads up for when those changes in water quality were occurring.
The effects of the High Park's burn scar on water quality only lasted a few years, but this early warning system is about to get a lot more use because this summer's Cameron Peak Fire has burned another broad sweep of the river's watershed.
I think that's one of the most important points about this whole fire is that it's in a sort of high value location for water supply in the Front Range.
Chuck Rhodes is with the Forest Service's Rocky Mountain Research Station and studies how big disturbances in forests can affect water quality. Between the High Park and Cameron Peak fires, nearly the entire southern half of the Poudre River watershed has burned in the last decade. And Rhodes says that will have big impacts on people downstream.
Whether they're agriculturalists, whether they're residential folks, whether they're people that are floating the river or the aquatic organisms that are using the river, they're all really linked to what's happening in those headwater forests.
But because the High Park fire happened so recently, Fort Collins might be more prepared than other places in the West to deal with this new fire. Jen Kovexis runs the nonprofit Coalition for the Poudre River Watershed. She says the people who formed her group after High Park are already talking about recovery from the current one while it's still burning.
It doesn't make the situation less stressful, or maybe it makes it moderately less stressful, but the reality, I think, of a fire footprint this big is just, it's a lot to take in.
Kovexis says the 2020 fire season has renewed a region-wide discussion about forest health. And if cities want to avoid long-term water quality problems, she says they need to be thinking about how to first reduce the risk of megafires.
In the West, it's not a question of if it will happen to your community. It's a question of when one of these large events will happen to your community.
Back on the banks of the Poudre River, the city of Fort Collins' Jill Oropeza says decisions made after the last big fire, like building new infrastructure to remove sediment, will help them respond this time around. And they already have relationships with researchers, federal agencies, and others to ease the burden.
We live in fire-prone watersheds, and that it's part of our responsibility to adapt to that reality.
A reality that includes drier forests, hotter summers, and extended fire seasons across the West. I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
This story is part of a series looking at where water and wildfire intersect in the West, produced by KUNC, KJZZ, KHOL, Aspen Public Radio, and Wyoming Public Radio. Support comes from the Walton Family Foundation.